It is the natural tendency of the ignorant to believe what is not true. In order to overcome that tendency, it is not sufficient to exhibit the true. It is also necessary to expose and denounce the false. To admit that the false has any standing in court, that it ought to be handled gently because millions of morons cherish it and thousands of quacks make it their living propagating it, to admit this, as the more fatuous of the reconcilers of science and religion inevitably do, is to abandon a just cause to its enemies, cravenly and without excuse. And this week's opening quote comes from Henry Louis Mencken. Welcome to Surviving the Matrix, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Maxwell Egan. It's a pleasure to be with you once again, and I will be your host for the next hour. Well, I'm still in Holland, folks. Very cold here at the moment. Very bleak, very wet, very windy. But I guess that's just what you get when you come to Holland. And the theatre in the world is most certainly escalating while I'm here, folks. Another terror attack in London last week, of course. And this has been another play of theatre for the masses. Right on cue, Theresa May cancelled all election campaigning, announced that they should be bringing in tougher internet regulations, and even announced that she's prepared to rip up human rights in order to prevent terror. I think that's a pretty terrifying thought, folks, that she's prepared to rip up human rights. That itself should be really seen as an act of terrorism, I would say. But of course, folks, it shows who benefits from these attacks and what these attacks are really all about. What these attacks are about is about removing more rights from the people under the pretext of keeping them safe from terror attacks that there is no doubt that the government is carrying out themselves, as is so often the case. It will certainly be interesting to see how the vote goes in England. That's, of course, happening right now. The vote in England was yesterday, and the votes are being counted now. Be interesting to see whether the terror attacks paid off for the Tory party and whether they're able to stay in power. The best thing that could happen for England at the moment, of course, is for the Tory party to be removed from power and all the members flushed down a sewer somewhere, I would say, would be a good thing. At least the pig molester is long gone, but it would be good to see the rest of them completely put out of the picture as well. It really is a disgusting party, the Tory party. We've seen so much warmongering and death at the hands of these people that it's going to be great to see them ousted from power, and I really hope that is what the results of this election will be. But again, will that bring any type of a real change? Because really, it's usually just the other side of the same coin. I doubt whether Jeremy Corbyn is really going to do anything major, but again, we'll just have to wait and see. And I'll say, folks, if Trump is any indication of what people do when they get to office and how much they are prepared to backflip, then I'd say that those who vote for Jeremy Corbyn probably aren't going to be really in for too much of a change either. But either way, it will be good to get Theresa May and the Tory party out of power. That is something that most definitely needs to happen, irrespective of who replaces them. These people absolutely need to be removed from power because they're just a bunch of warmongering liars. And the amount of terror attacks that they've staged in the last few weeks demonstrates very clearly just how far they are prepared to go to lock the citizens of the UK down. And Donald Trump just continues to backflip on his promises, just continues to support the global agenda. The incredible funding that he's granted Saudi Arabia, one of the most abominable terrorist supporting regimes on the earth, the amount of money that he's just granted them should be an indication to everybody of just how much of a player this guy is. He's certainly not doing anything to curb the war on terror, folks. He's just escalating it as much as he can, and he's doing as much as he can to rally support for a war against Iran. And it will be terrible if the United States goes to war against Iran. The United States really is such an out-of-control country, and it's a shame because the people of the United States are wonderful people. I mean, all the time that I've spent there, they've been beautiful people. Everybody I've met have been wonderful people, but unfortunately, it's a very adolescent type of culture, and the people sort of go through life just oblivious to what is going on around them, and even when they think of the world, they think about it in a very Americentric way. And it's very unfortunate, and I mean, it's not everybody who thinks that way, but generally as a society, that's the way the American society thinks. When they think of the world, they think of it from an American perspective, they view everything as being either whether it's good or bad for the United States, not as to whether it's good or bad for the world. They're not really prepared to put themselves on a level playing field with everybody else. I mean, you can see this simply in the attitude that Donald Trump displayed at the UN meeting recently and at the climate meeting in France. Whether or not you like his decision on the climate meeting, just the way he was around the other leaders, you can tell that he puts himself very much above everybody else, and he does not view the United States as being on equal standing as the rest of the world. But it's very unfortunate, folks, but getting back to the system, getting back to the response to the system and our response to the system, the response to the system also is so fractured at the moment. There's so many people out there working to create division. Everybody's on these self-promotion kicks and trying to hack down everybody else. It's quite shocking. And I haven't seen the system ramp up as quickly as it is in, well, ever before, folks. I really haven't. I've never seen the powers that believe they be able to get away with so much as what they've gotten away with in the last 2 or 3 years, because people have been so distracted and lost down so many rabbit holes and locked into so much infighting that they're just spending most of their time fighting amongst each other and not directing attention where it needs to be, which is, of course, against the system. And the architects of the New World Order and the architects of all of this mayhem and this control grid have been really getting away with quite a bit because of the fractured and divided state the resistance is currently in. It's been very sad to see, folks. But that's the way it is, and I think that becoming aware of it is half of the problem. You know, if people can put down all these distractions and allow people to think differently and just combine their focus to the system itself, then we will find some healing, and we will find it pretty quickly if people can get that focus. The question is, how do we do that? How do we get people to put down all of this stuff with each other and allow this focus to happen? You know, as I said last week, there's so much coming at us from so many different angles now. There really is. There's all sorts of things that are in motion, all sorts of plays that are in motion, and many of them are designed specifically to keep us distracted, to keep us from looking and prevent us from seeing that which is happening right under our noses, right before our eyes. You know, and even with our response to the system, the way we constantly speak out against our governments, and some of us really do speak out very, very loudly against this system and in very, very direct terms. And why do you think we are allowed to do that, folks? And I really want you to think about this, because people do it in such a way as to really just kind of hack the system down. They don't give any thought of what could happen if the system were to simply fail. You know, if the system were to simply fail, it would leave a power vacuum and things could go very, very badly. And you've got to look at what Western culture is and why Western culture is being vilified the way it is. You know, even when we talk about America going out and stomping on the world, it isn't America. It's those who control the American government, those who control the British government, those who control European governments. It's people who are doing this, and they're doing it in order to not just destroy Western culture and Western society, but to make it appear as if Western culture and Western society is simply a warmongering, destructive society that has done all this damage to the world, because this brings about a need to control this society. And it isn't Western society that needs controlling, it's Western governments that need controlling, because it's Western governments that are creating all of the mayhem. And even in saying that, when you look at Western governments, well, these are just the front men. These are just the puppet show. This is just the CEOs that sit at the front of the corporate entity. It's actually who sits behind Western governments, the banking system and the banking cartels, who actually controls things above them. But what we do is we constantly attack our governments and we constantly hack these people down. And by taking the approaches that we do, we constantly demonstrate without even knowing it how dysfunctional Western society is. And this is a play. It's a psyop. We're focusing on the wrong area, and what we are essentially doing is pulling down and destroying our own societies. We're demonstrating to the world, and we are demonstrating and putting it into the minds of the people, whether they know it or not, how destructive it is to give a society freedom and to give them free will. And what this is going to end up doing, folks, like this whole digital system they're bringing in, the cashless grid, everything they're bringing in, and the animosity that they're bringing into the minds of people in order for the people themselves to want to undermine their own governments, this is all about the destruction of free will and the removal of free will from the species. And when you look at it, folks, you know, what we call freedom, what we call free will, I mean, this has been a very, very short-lived condition in the human experience. It really is. When you look back through history, folks, well, what we know about history, that which we know to be true, I mean, and how much of that do we know to be true even? But when you look at it, you know, we haven't really had freedom, and we still don't have freedom now, not anywhere near it, but we have an idea of freedom. We have free will, and we have certain freedoms, and we have a possibility of actually moving towards a condition where we do actually have freedom. But by this animosity we're generating in our governments, without having any real game plan to go with it, we're simply creating a situation where we are in danger of overthrowing the system that supports us and leaving a power vacuum that will result in a loss of freedom and a loss of free will. When really we could stop the system from going in the direction it's going, not by fighting against it, but simply by withdrawing support from it. Non-compliance, as I keep saying, as I've been saying for 10 years. You know, so much of the truth community, the independent media, seem to just want to shake their fist at the system and scream and rant and rave and point the finger and point out all the bad stuff that's happening and bring the system crashing to its knees. But they're not prepared to change their moral compass. And if they were to just change their moral compass and stop supporting any wrong behavior, then the system couldn't function. They could heal the system in a day. If the whole world stopped supporting anything that causes harm, injury, or death, anything that is wrong behavior, anything that supports war, anything that supports economics over people, anything that is wrong. I mean, you know what's wrong, folks. You know what is right and what is wrong. Well, I hope you do. I mean, that's the problem. A lot of people probably don't have any real concept of what right and wrong is. But if we simply stop supporting that which is wrong, then the system cannot function, because that is what is wrong with the system, is our tolerance of wrong behavior. That's what's going on, folks. And it doesn't matter how much you scream and rant and rave and point the finger at the politician or want to bring the system crashing to its knees. What are you going to put in its place? And who's going to take that place? And whatever comes along, if people within this society continue in the same moral state that they're in now, then nothing is going to change. They'll just end up in a slavery system, which is probably going to be a lot worse than what it is now. So where is the focus of these people? You know, and it's people's failure to look at things from this clearer perspective and see what the root core of the problem is and what the real solutions must be that is causing all of these problems. It's why we can't find any unity. Everybody wants to fight out and lash out against stuff, but they're not prepared to do what it takes to actually fix it. And even when I mention all of this stuff to people, I get accused of fighting against it. Oh, you're giving attention to the bad stuff. Well, no, I'm just bringing light to the bad stuff so that we can withdraw support from the bad stuff, because that's how you heal it. Not by fighting against it, but by withdrawing support from it. But if you aren't aware that it exists and you're supporting it without knowing that you're doing it, then how can you ever withdraw support from it? You have to become aware of the problem in order to heal the problem, folks. The issue is that there are just so few people who are prepared to become aware of the problems and to do what it takes to fix these problems. You know, the more we fight against this system, the more we protest in the street, the more we march, the more we hate, the more we get angry, the more we play into the hands of the system. That's what they want. Order out of chaos, folks. That's what it's about. They've got to bring society to its knees. They've got to get you angry, get you out there marching in the streets and make you want to throw stones and make you want to get angry and lash out against them so they can bring the police out and they can bring the control grid online. But if you simply stay home and withdraw support from it, there's nothing they can do. They can put all their police out on the streets, they can put all their laws into place, they can put all their curfews in place, they can bring their military out, they can do whatever they want to do. But if you don't comply with it, if you don't participate, if you don't go to work that day, stop using your credit card and you just simply stay home with your family, what can they do? There's nothing they can do. You know, and once you become aware of the system, how can you comply with it? How can you swim in that, folks? How can you give your attention to that? And you're giving attention to it every time you use your credit card. Every time you turn the other way and don't face what's going on, you're giving attention to the system, whether you know it or not. You may think, that's ridiculous. If I'm turning away, how am I giving attention to it? Because you're complying with it. You're going by its rules. You're believing that politics is real, buying into the whole left and right paradigm and the whole Islamophobia and the whole fake war on terror and so many things that people are buying into. You know, and we've lost track of ourselves. We've lost track of the people around us. We've lost track of what society is. We've lost track of the fact that community is supposed to mean common unity, and it doesn't anymore. You know, we've lost that. And we've got to reclaim the earth, folks, by rediscovering what we are, remembering what we are, and remembering what this government is supposed to be, and by withdrawing support from the system. We really do. Putting all these conveniences away, folks, because these conveniences are also contributing to the loss of free will. I mean, how many people use GPS to get around the towns that they live in now? They don't even know the way around their own towns. And they used to know the way around town, but they don't anymore. They have to follow their GPS. What's that all about? How many people can't write properly anymore because they type all the time? How many people can't draw now because they do it digitally? They never discover the artist in themselves. How many people use apps to do things for them that are things they used to do themselves and skills they used to have, life skills they used to have? How many women can cook now without using a packet or a cooking app or a pre-made meal? How many people know how to do simple things like plant a garden or dig a hole or fix a fence? How many kids even know where milk comes from? That is truly one of the most disturbing things that we've seen through the advent of this digital system and the rise of this virtual world that the kids have got their minds locked into, folks, is an incredible loss of life skills. Over the last one or two generations, the average person on the street has lost the ability to do just about everything, except drive a car and fill out their tax form, and perhaps whatever menial work they're required to do at whatever job they have to perform as a wage slave within this society. It really is very disturbing, folks, and not only that, but all of our information has been digitized as well, and libraries are being phased out. Everything is becoming digital, and once everything becomes digital, then it's very, very easy for humankind to lose access to all of it. All of those years of writing, all of those years of knowledge, all of those books, all of those skills that were handed down from grandparents, to children, all the way down the line, all of this is being lost in the last few generations. And people are trained just not to question things anymore. Just believe the government is there to support you and just accept that all of the stuff that it's bringing in, you just have no choice. You just have to accept that it's going to come online. Here in Holland, there are so many supermarkets that are cashless now. You can't even use public transport if you want to use cash, folks. There's nowhere to buy a ticket here in Harlem. If I want to catch the train into Amsterdam, there's nowhere I can buy a ticket. I need a credit card. There's no one at the station to sell me one, and there's a machine. And the only way I can get a ticket out of the machine is to put a credit card in the machine. But I don't use credit cards. I have to wait for someone to come along and ask them if they'll buy me a ticket, and then I pay them in euro for the ticket. That's the way it's becoming. And it's all because people are accepting it. And that's how the whole grid is going smart. And what is the smart grid? The smart grid is a surveillance grid, folks. I mean, these smart meters you get put on your phone, they're monitoring your fridge, and they're monitoring this, and they're monitoring that. Everything's got its own little computer in it now, but what else are they monitoring? How easy is it for them to pick up the signal to your computer? How easy is it to pick up the signal from your camera, from your microphone? What are they transmitting, folks? And who is picking up these transmissions? We're getting a whole surveillance system installed all around us. And the entire human race is being locked into this whole digital control grid. And everyone is buying into it because they think it's convenient. And in doing so, not only are they being locked into the surveillance grid, but they're being removed of all of their basic life skills. And not only that, but they're also being removed of their free will. Because who asked for any of this? Who asked for any of it, folks? And when you take it further and you look at the transhumanist agenda and you look at what's really going on with the chemtrails and the nanobots and everything that is everywhere, and this is all the stuff that I talked about in my last film, Transformation. You look at where this is going and where this whole transhumanist grid can really be taken, and people are just going along with it through their passive acceptance of this whole convenience society. And these apps may be convenient, folks. They may be something really good in your life, may make things very easy for you, and they could be good for us. And like I keep saying, there's no problem with technology. Technology is wonderful. I use it all the time. The only problem that can ever be with technology is who controls the technology. And currently, the world is run by criminal kakistocracy who have very, very bad intentions for the future of this species. And it's really time people woke up, paid attention, and gave this a little bit of focus. You know, it really is the lack of focus that allows it all to continue, folks, and allows it all to go ahead. As I keep saying, we could heal this very, very quickly if the people would give it some attention. But everybody is so locked into their own rabbit hole and virtually fighting amongst each other. This is precisely what the independent media has degraded to. It's degraded into a competition. Many people are still competing for views because they're making large incomes from their YouTube channels. So it's all become about sensationalized headlines, and it's all become about rehashing all of the problems and telling people what all the problems are, but not having any focus on solutions. And the problem, again, with that is that even when you do focus on solutions, very often people don't want to hear them because the solutions require their participation. Because no one's going to come along with a master plan to save the world, not until people are willing to participate themselves. And that's the problem. And people aren't seeing where it's all going. I mean, even with this smart grid, folks, not only are they collecting all information from your house, not just what your fridge is doing, not just what your power system is doing, but they also have the ability to pick up on your camera and your microphone and everything from your computer. And really, they have the potential for this to be a complete surveillance system that communicates with itself right down the line. But what else is it doing, folks? It's also talking to itself, and they can also be putting signals into your home. And when you're an electromagnetic being, and when you are full of nanobots, which people are full of nanobots because we're breathing all of these things in, and they're also being found in common foods, and we know this is happening, folks. So you've got to ask yourself where all this is going and how programmable these nanobots are and what's really happening. You know, last week I made the analogy that what we're seeing, it's like we're sitting in a house. We've got these rabid dogs running around the house and barking at the walls and trying to get in. And we're so intent on securing the walls and the doors and the windows that we're not paying attention to what's going on within the house. We're not paying attention to the fact that we've got these lice crawling over us. And really, it's the lice that are the problem. And that's what this whole smart grid and this whole transhumanist grid that is coming online really is, folks. And so many people are distracted. So many people have got their head down rabbit holes, and so many people are simply not focusing on that which is happening right under their noses. And that really is the problem. And it's not just the smart grid, folks. It's also the 5G grid that is coming in on top of that. And I'll talk about that a little bit later. You know, I really hope that people within the independent media can soon agree to disagree on all these small issues that people disagree on. Stop thinking that they're exposing each other. If someone disagrees with you and you happen to have a different view to them, if you write an article about your opinion about them, it doesn't mean you've exposed them, folks. There's too much of this going on. Everybody's exposing everybody else. And really, it's just people saying, hey, I've got a difference of opinion to this person, so he's not on my side, so I think he's the enemy. And really, it's just people down their own path investigating their own things. And we need to let people do this and realize what the common focus needs to be, which is the criminal kakistocracy, which has created this situation via our tolerance of bad behavior. But it's just gotten to a ridiculous extreme, folks, all of these so-called truthers exposing each other. It really is. And I think a lot of it is happening because of frustration, really. I think so many people have been screaming out and pointing their fingers against this system for so long and beating their head against the wall, and they're simply not getting anywhere, that they're losing connection to source. They can't maintain the energy they need to keep going. And so they need to attack other people and get energy from them. I think that's what a lot of it is about. I think people attack their peers because that way they get a reaction. And they don't get any reaction from the system. But really, folks, I think the system is really flailing in so many ways. There's so many good things happening at the moment with all of this bad stuff that's going on as well. There really is a lot of good stuff going on. Now, last week I was talking to you about the free energy device that Sasha Stone is developing. And I've got a lot of confidence in this device, folks. I really do. What I saw in London was very, very compelling and very, very promising, and I'm going to be very, very interested to see where this technology goes and whether it comes online. I believe that it will come online. I think the strategy is sound. So you've got to look at it. The possibilities that we have for real change on the horizon, if we can just get through this period. And what is sorely needed more than anything else is some unity and some focus, folks. So let's get that. Let's agree to disagree on all of these small issues and turn and face this system while we still have the ability to do it. Because once it comes online, once this digital grid gets a little bit more hold, folks, then it's going to be very, very difficult to extricate ourselves from it. It really is. And what it's going to result in is a complete loss of free will. It's going to result in a complete digital slavery system, folks, which is all going to be run by AI. So there's not going to be any way out of it. You're not going to be able to reason with anybody. You're not going to be able to appeal to anybody's better nature or their human side because they won't have a human side. It will all be controlled by AI. And if you don't comply, you will simply be switched off. And all your assets will be switched off. All your access to everyday things will be switched off. And that's it. That's how they will get everybody. And it's extremely important that people get a little bit of focus on this and get a little bit of focus on where they're being led and agree to disagree so that we can circumvent this while we still have time to do so. I don't know, folks, but to me that's a sane and rational way for us to approach this. And if there is any hope for the independent media to bring about change to the world, this truth community to actually do something, then we need to get this focus now. We really do. Just stop fighting with each other and accusing each other of whatever you're accusing each other of, folks. It's getting you nowhere and it's just serving the system. And unfortunately, it isn't just the independent media and truth community that's doing it. It's happening to our societies in general. People are just constantly competing with each other and they are calling anybody who disagrees with them the enemy. And it's happening with the kids as well over texting. People are taking themselves far too seriously. Society is really, really being played at the moment, folks, and we need to get a little bit of focus or we're just going to continue to get led down the garden path the way we have been for so long. I think this is a really, really important time, folks. I think we have so much potential at the moment and we have so much opportunity for change. We've just got to realize how we're being led. I mean, the whole truth community has turned into a circus. It really has. It's turned into a big mishmash of infighting and everyone needs to just lift their heads up from their rabbit holes for the moment and get a little bit of focus because when they do, all of these doorways will be open for them and free for them to explore to their heart's content. But until we do that, we're not going to get anywhere. And if we don't do it soon, then we're not going to have the ability to get anywhere. I mean, Theresa May is already talking about internet censorship and all sorts of stuff. They're really bringing it on, folks. They're closing down truth channels. They're doing everything they can to squash any dissent. So we've got to get this focus now. But I think we've reached break time, folks. So I'll leave it there for now. We're going to have a break. Thank you for joining me on the air today. It's always a pleasure to have your company. And I'll speak to you again in a few minutes. Thanks for listening. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, so it is very difficult to get focus within the independent media at the moment, but that is what we need to do. And we need to find a way of achieving this. And as I keep saying, it's got to come from respect. That's really the ultimate tool that we have at our disposal as soon as we are willing enough to use it, folks. Just respect each other, as I said before, allow each other to think differently and focus on where the attention needs to be, which is on the criminal class that is running this world into the ground and what they are actually doing and the plans they have, which are extremely nefarious. And it all involves, as I said, transhumanism, the nanotechnology, the smart grid, everything that is coming online right under our noses, much of which people are simply not paying attention to because they are locked into whatever rabbit hole it is they're locked into. And there is a very, very concerted push being undertaken at the moment from many governments, most especially the British government, to censor the internet. And that is really going forward in leaps and bounds, folks. The recent cyber attack that we saw, the ransomware, and there's a new ransomware attack that's been suggested to be out there as well. So this is all leading towards the vilification of Bitcoin and the need to further to control cyberspace. Now, when you look at it, folks, you look at the companies that have been targeted by these viruses and these ransomware programs. None of these companies are banking companies, of course. It's all stuff that's essential to the public, hospitals, education, all this sort of stuff. So it's all designed to turn public attention towards it and to get the public to stand behind a censoring of the internet and to provide to the public the necessary means to justify such a censoring of the internet. This is a lot of what the terrorism is about as well. This is what Pizzagate, the focus on the pizza store and the creation of the fake news meme was about. And I'm just waiting for a flat earther to do something violent, because once that happens, then all they have to do is show how many people now believe the earth is flat due to what they've found on the internet. And of course, the flat earth community has been very, very careful to associate every single truth they can find with the belief that the earth is flat. And this is, I believe, one of the purposes of the flat earth movement, to associate all truth with the belief that the earth is flat. Now, it would not surprise me if one of them at some stage carries out some sort of violent attack, perhaps against NASA, or whatever, some crazy balloon launch gone wrong. I mean, whatever, they could cook up any excuse. And then all they have to say is, oh, look, this happened because some crazy people believe the Earth is flat because of what they found on the internet. And because the flat Earth community hasn't just stuck to flat Earth, but has gone out of their way to associate every other real truth they can with it, as I said, then all of the real truth channels will also be associated with the belief that the Earth is flat. And this will be used to help introduce massive internet restrictions. And again, this is something that I said back in 2015, and looking at the way things are going, I still think it's very much on the cards. And all of it could be prevented if people would simply allow others to think differently and to focus on the system. And we're going to see more of it yet, folks. I wouldn't be surprised if there are more terror attacks in England, especially if the Tory party loses. It would not surprise me at all if those who are supporting the posturing and the stance of the Tory party actually stage terror attacks just to undermine the Corbyn prime ministership, if Corbyn indeed does make it to the big chair. That wouldn't surprise me either. But I would say that we are most definitely up for more staged terror events in England and across Europe. I'd say that already stands as a given, ladies and gentlemen, because we certainly haven't seen the system lock itself down as much as it wants to yet. But as I've been attempting to point out to you, with all of this stuff going on externally, all of these terror attacks, all of this war, all the refugee crisis, all the things that are going on, all of this is distracting people from the smart grid that is being rolled out right beneath them, right at their feet. You know, the smart grid, the convenience grid, this is the real problem. This is the issue. People's smart TVs, people's smartphones, people's smart refrigerators, people's smart meters. The vaccine issue, the nanotechnology issue, the fact that everybody is breathing and eating nanotechnology. And look, the interesting thing about this, folks, is that everybody is consuming this stuff, and it is in everybody's blood systems now, and we have to question, what is this stuff actually doing? You know, what are the plans for the future, and what are the plans for us according to this AI grid? And you've got to see what this really is, folks. I mean, it's one big experiment. Now, everyone puts out these ideas of how we're being turned into androids and all sorts of stuff, and I would suggest that we are, to a degree, from the inside out. But they don't really know what they're building. It's just one big experiment. They're just putting it out there to see what happens. And if you look at people like Ray Kurzweil and people like Elon Musk and all of these mad futurists, and they are mad, folks. They're all completely insane. They obviously are. Then, you know, you can see where the world is being taken. And this is what we're not paying attention to. And a couple of weeks ago, might have been last week or the week before, I mentioned a paper that had been put out regarding federal studies into future computing and the nanotechnology grand challenge. You can see that this is a 15-year plan they've got to bring this AI grid online. And in 15 years, everything is going to be run by AI. And people just aren't paying attention to that. You know, people don't really see the significance of what this is going to mean. Many people think it's simply going to be convenient, but it's not going to be convenience. It's going to be a complete relinquishing of all free will. That's what it's going to be, folks. And unfortunately, the kids are embracing this. The kids think it's all very flash and all very convenient, these mobile phone worlds that they live in. And not too many people are alerting them to the dangers of this. And the education system, the school system, certainly is not even allowing them to think critically about anything. So it's up to our generation to be aware of this and to help the kids become aware of where they're being led. And not only that, folks, but to curtail this. I mean, to stop this system from coming online. This is virtually like Skynet coming online. And it's not what we want. It's not where we want to go. And even if you ask someone who embraces the convenience of it all, well, that's all very well, but this is still not where you want to go. Even if you want to have a convenient world, then this is not the way to go about it. Trust me on this. And I'm sure that anybody who steps back and actually looks at this is going to come to the same conclusions. So the question is, what's it going to take for people to notice this and to put a little bit of focus on it? Because that is the only thing that is going to prevent it from coming online. I mean, at least be able to question it, at least be able to debate the point, at least to be able to be given a choice as to whether you want to become transhuman or whether you don't. That's the thing, folks. And that itself is a complete loss of free will, because even if you want to go down that pathway, you should be given the choice not to if that's what you want. And it isn't a matter of someone deciding that that's simply the way the world is going to go and you have to come along with it or be left behind. Life is a lot more complicated than that. And the very basis of free will is being able to make these decisions for yourself, not having them made for you. And in this case, being made for you without even you being aware of the decision being made. And the choice of whether you want to become transhuman or not is not the only decision that is being made for you, ladies and gentlemen. There are other decisions being made for you as well. This whole smart grid that's coming online is a very, very insidious thing as well. They're rolling out at the moment what is known as the 5G network, and 5G is next level communications, folks. What it is military grade communications. They're putting in 5G transformers around the place, and what these are able to pulse military signals into the atmosphere, folks. These 5G relay boxes are able to put out frequencies that can be quite damaging and quite harmful to human beings. They can put out frequencies like microwave frequencies. This 5G is what they use for the microwave cannons and all of this sort of stuff. They can put out frequencies on these towers that will penetrate the epidermis and the dermis, and they can basically lock society down into a world of pain if they want to with these 5G relay boxes. And these are going up all around the place, folks. This is basically an electromagnetic prison that they are putting in place. And they're doing it and they're getting away with it because nobody's really questioning it. That's the problem. Everyone's just letting them get away with it. And you've really got to question the mentality of the workers who are installing these things. I mean, if you're a worker out there and you are rolling out the 5G network, what on earth are you doing? Why are you installing these insidious, incredibly damaging electromagnetic devices all around the world? Do you realize what you're building? What you're building is a prison for yourself. You may think that the government is going to use this for communication, but look at this government, folks. Look at what they do. Look at the terror attack that was just staged in England by Theresa May's government. This was staged by the British government, folks. Don't think it was three terrorists who went out there and did some whatever it is they're saying they did. They didn't. It was the government. It's always the government, folks. That's who does all of this stuff. And they do it just so they can roll out these networks and so they can lock the world down into a police state. Tried and true method, folks. They've been doing it for centuries upon centuries. 262 million people killed by their own governments in the last century. Think about that, folks. That's what these people are doing, and that's what they're rolling out. And this whole 5G network is all part of it. The smart grid that they're putting in, the smart TVs, the smart fridges, the smart phones, the smart everything. Don't buy anything if it is a smart device. And that's the simple fact of the matter, folks. You should stop buying these devices and stop allowing yourself to become enslaved to this network. And if they're putting these 5G transformers around your house, I suggest that you go out and render them dysfunctional. I think that would be a really good idea, folks. And I think that you would be doing the rest of your neighborhood a favor if you did that, and you would be contributing to public safety. And not only that, you need to start questioning your politicians and start demanding that they pull these things down. Don't petition them to do it. Tell them to do it. Tell them that you will press charges against them if they don't. I mean, create some sort of a public outcry, folks. Get involved in what is happening in your community and stop arguing. Stop keeping your head down rabbit holes and just arguing and fighting with people. And realize what we're facing. We're facing some pretty dark stuff here. And there's so much stuff out there that is leading people down these rabbit holes and preventing people from actually seeing what's going on around them. I firmly believe this is a lot of what the Flat Earth Movement is about, folks. The Flat Earth Movement is all designed to tie people up in argument and make sure they are not paying attention to what's going on around them. That's what it's for. They want you watching hours of videos, or they want you back and forth in endless infighting and argument and debate. Debate over an issue that's been debated for the last 25,000 years and will never get anywhere. And it's not only Flat Earth, it's the way many of these terror attacks are being analysed as well. How much fighting do you see, how much infighting do you see out there in the independent media trying to debate whether a certain terror attack was just a false flag or whether it was a complete hoax and they use crisis actors? I mean, we've long established that they use crisis actors and they generally fake most of these things, so why debate the issue now? We know it's done. And perhaps it's done and made so obvious in some cases, simply so people will then think that everyone is an event that uses crisis actors, when really, I mean, if you think about it, folks, it's a lot more practical to just kill a few people. I mean, how many people are arguing about this, folks? It doesn't matter whether it was made with crisis actors or whether people actually died. What matters is what the event is going to be used for. All of these events are false flags. Almost none of them are carried out by the people that we're told to carry them out. All of them are designed and constructed and carried out by government, and it's irrelevant whether they're victims or not. It's not about that. What it's about is the political maneuver that's going to happen in response to this so-called terror attack. And that's the way it always is, folks. It's not any point debating whether there were victims or not. I mean, most of the people who are debating this weren't there anyway. All they've got to go on is photographs. And you can sit there and argue about it for the next 2 or 3 weeks or 2 months or 2 years if you want to. And while you're arguing over whether there were real victims or not, the police state is still being built around you. That's the problem, folks. People are always caught up in these arguments, and that's why these events are constructed the way they are, just to keep people arguing. And all the while that this is happening, this entire smart grid, this whole AI system is being rolled out. And we have a very, very short window to turn it around. And it is imperative that people stop fighting and stop arguing with each other, put their rabbit holes down for the moment and pay attention to what is happening around them. Because if they don't, then humanity will be lost, ladies and gentlemen. And it won't matter what you're arguing about. It won't matter what rabbit hole you have your head down. You'll be living in an electromagnetic prison. And there won't be any way you can escape from it. All because you didn't pay attention. Or the possibility was there for you to change it. You know, this smart 5G grid they are putting in is very, very important, folks. It's extremely important that people pay attention to it. These 5G transmitters, they use what is known as a millimeter wave. And this millimeter wave has military applications. And when you look at it, folks, you see that it combines in with everything else. A couple of weeks ago, I was talking to you about how they are damaging the immune system. They are basically weaponizing common viruses via vaccinations. Common diseases are becoming weaponized because of the vaccination program, and everything is pointing towards the release of a pandemic and a mass culling of many people, or at least a mass control of many people. And when you look at this 5G network, folks, this 5G network compromises your immune system. It changes your biology. It changes the biology of plants even. So if you're someone who's out there who is a vegan and likes organic food, well, you can forget about that once this 5G network goes in place, folks, because it will change the biological structure of the foods you are growing. It will affect the plants, it will affect the environment, and it can reduce your body's ability to fight bacteria, to repel diseases. It can literally change your biology and change the biology of the plants in the area as well. Russian studies have shown that the 5G network affects heart rate. You can actually give people heart palpitations and heart attacks, folks. It affects the immune system. It affects cell growth, cell regeneration. And as I said earlier, it can penetrate the epidermis and the dermis, so it can very easily cause skin cancer just by matter of course. So we're going to see massive increases in these sorts of ailments, and they're already predicting that there's going to be 50% of boys born autistic by around 2046. So look at where they're going with this, folks. All of this is predictive programming, and they are bringing about all of these situations themselves. But this 5G grid is extremely damaging to all forms of life, folks. It's extremely damaging to human biology and to plant biology as well. And of course, there are other applications as well, such as self-driving cars. So of course, if you have a car that has a computer system in it, that means your car can be taken over by the 5G network and it can be driven to wherever they want to drive it to. That's what this 5G grid can do, folks. And when you combine this with the smart grid and these smart meters that are going onto your house so they can pinpoint everybody, and when you combine it with the nanotech that everybody is breathing and eating, where is all of this going? And something else that this smart grid, this 5G grid can do, folks, is it can look through the walls of houses, and it can look through your clothing. It can see if you're carrying money, if you can see if you're carrying a wallet, a mobile phone, it can see if you're carrying a gun. And if you are, then it can target you with a millimeter wave and disable you. That's simple, folks. And all these 5G boxes that are being put in, you notice they're not being put in on tall microwave towers. They're being brought in at street level. Right across the grid, folks. These are down at street level. These are on lampposts. These are on people's houses. These are a frequency that everybody is going to be walking through all the time. This isn't being put in place for communication, folks. If it was being put in place for communication, it would be high on mobile phone towers the way these other towers are. This is being put at street level. This is being put in as a weapon, folks. It is an electromagnetic weapon system and a targeting system and a surveillance system that your government is rolling out right under your noses while you are sitting there arguing whether the earth is flat or whether terror attacks are being staged using victims or crisis actors. And while you're arguing this, you're buying into the smart grid, you're using all of the smart appliances, and you're allowing this to be rolled out all around you, and very, very few people are paying attention to it. You know, so much of the independent media now is dedicated to creating distrust and promoting distrust and destroying trust in the community and hacking down everybody else they can find in order to bring hits and likes to their own channel in order to support their own income. Unfortunately, that's what a lot of it has become. You know, everybody is attacking everybody else and calling everybody who disagrees with them out as a shill, and it's just a ridiculous mishmash of infighting, and very, very few people are paying attention to the real issues that we're facing. Even with the political system, everyone's stuck in the left-right paradigm. I mean, Trump's not going to save you, folks. Nobody's going to save you. Jeremy Corbyn's not going to save you. Nothing's going to save us until we are prepared to really look around us and look at what's being done and look at how we're being played, most especially in this so-called truth movement. You know, we've got to learn to trust each other, and we've got to start to respect each other, and we've got to turn and face these issues, folks. Like I keep saying, it doesn't matter what rabbit hole you're going down, you're not going to find the answer to it until you gain freedom. And you're about to lose that freedom. We're about to lose it very, very dramatically if we do not pay attention to what is happening. You know, and it's very difficult for me to bring this information to you on the shows. I mean, I come on little shows here and I really do try to keep it empowering, folks. I do. I try to look at all the opportunities that this provides for us, because all of these issues, the fact that we even know all this, it provides an opportunity for us to deal with it. You know, you can't fix a problem until you know what a problem is, but once you know what the problem is, it's up to you whether you are going to let that continue or whether you choose to address that problem. And we have to address these issues. You know, I try to come on here and be empowering, but I've got to face what is coming and what is being built around us and the fact that people simply aren't paying attention to it. And they have to. People have to start paying attention to their own lives because it's your future that's been created here, folks. You can sit here and argue about all these finer details all you want. And as far as I'm concerned, all of these things are details. The fact whether they use crisis actors or not, this is a detail. But what shape the earth is, it's a detail. I don't care what it is, folks. It's a prison. But focusing on all of these side issues and ignoring what is going on around you is what is causing the problem and what is perpetuating this whole system. The whole thing, folks. And we could stop it all by withdrawing our support from it. We really could. But we've got to call it out at the same time. You've got to identify what's going on. You've got to name it. You've got to look at evil in the eye and you've got to name it. You really do, folks. And what is happening is evil. It's plain, pure evil. It really is. Whether you want to believe evil exists or not, or whether you want to attribute it to some higher force or whatever, I don't know. Whatever you want to attribute it to, that's your opinion, that's your decision. But what it is very, very bad. And who's controlling it is those that we employ to positions of management who are doing a god-awful job. And we have to call this, folks. We have to address it, and we have to stand up for ourselves because no one else is going to do it, and we're not going to be able to do this until we can put these little rabbit holes aside, respect each other, and simply call things out for what they are while we have the chance to do it. And I hate to say it, folks, but we are fast losing that chance. I mean, the window is closing because people are just so intent on arguing with each other and, you know, trying to feather their own nests rather than really calling things out for what they are. And so many people are promoting distrust in this movement, and we've got to regain some trust, folks. It's turned into a real nightmare in the last couple of years. Even the people that I trusted, a couple of the people that I believed were close friends, I had to call out. And that was one of the hardest things I ever had to do, but I had to do it just in order to try to maintain trust. And trust is something that we have to get back, folks, because we have a hard road ahead of us, and we really, really need some unity in order to bring about any real change at all. Well, we've come to that time again, ladies and gentlemen, where we're getting very, very close to the end of the show. I'm still in Holland at the moment, but I should be back in the United States next month. I'm not sure whether I'll be doing any talks there. I might be doing a small one around LA, just a few small gatherings maybe, and see what happens, maybe some combo workshops. But I will be speaking at the Open Mind Conference in Denmark in September, if you are anywhere in the area. And I'll be doing combo workshops in Hawaii in November. And I'll be speaking at Anacapulco in February next year, and also at the Open Mind Conference in Ireland in March next year. I also believe I possibly have a gig coming up in Bolivia in October, if you happen to be someone who lives in Bolivia. I'd like to put out a thank you to all those who support the website and who contribute to the Patreon account. It is truly wonderful of those people to do so, and it is the only thing that keeps me going, folks, so if you can afford it, it would be wonderful. Thank you to all those who send me so many wonderful letters and so many kind emails. It's incredibly difficult to keep on top of it all, folks, and I thank you for the massive amounts of supportive messages that you send me. And I know the shows can be difficult sometimes, folks. I know sometimes I bring information to you that is very, very difficult to absorb, very difficult to take in, and it's very difficult for me to share. Some of it is very disturbing, and some of it can make you feel very uncomfortable and possibly very disempowered. And I don't want to make people feel disempowered. It is not my intention to do that at all, but I still feel it is imperative to recognize the fact that if we are not aware of what the problem is, then we are not able to fix the problem. And folks, we do have some serious issues. This transhumanist grid, this smart grid, and most especially this 5G network, which is being rolled out, is something people must pay attention to. You really need to address this, folks. You have to get your head out of these rabbit holes for the moment, and you've got to address what's going on around you. If you don't, then we will be lost. Don't allow yourself to be led into endless arguments and endless debate. It doesn't matter what the shape of the earth is, if it's a prison, and that's what it is, folks, is a prison. And we have a real opportunity to bring the walls of that prison down right now, if we just pay attention. But if we continue to allow ourselves to be tied up in endless argument and endless debate, then we're going to look up from the table and we're going to find that the walls have already been built. And at that point, it's going to be too late. And we're in that window right now, ladies and gentlemen. So please, please share information and please pay attention. But thank you for listening to me today, folks. That's about it. I'm completely out of time. I look forward to speaking to you again next week. Please take very good care until then, my friends. In luck, Keshe.